SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House passing a measure to end the nation's longest government shutdown, sending the measure to President Trump for his signature at the White House Wednesday evening. And the president quickly said the Democrats have affected the livelihoods of many government workers.
They deprived more than 1 million government workers from their paychecks and cut off food stamp benefits for millions and millions more Americans in need. They caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid.
President Trump calling on Israel to pardon Benjamin Netanyahu concerning his ongoing corruption trial.
In a letter, Trump asked President Isaac Herzog to grant Netanyahu a pardon and to halt what he called a political prosecution. This isn't the first time that Trump has tried to influence this case on behalf of his friend Netanyahu. He made a similar call in a speech to Israel's parliament last month. This case has bitterly divided the Israeli public. Trump believes that a pardon would help the nation heal and allow Netanyahu to unite the country behind him.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting. The White House listing the 37 donors to President Trump's $300 million ballroom project. It includes billionaires, tech giants, media companies, longtime GOP donors, and several of the president's neighbors in Florida. The White House has not said how much each donor is forking over for that cause. Good news in the battle against malaria. Researchers reporting two promising approaches to counteract growing drug resistance to the disease. A Switzerland-based company releasing results from an experimental drug called Ganlum. Tested in 12 African nations, it has a cure rate exceeding 97%. This is SRN News. A Baptist Women's Conference marks a milestone.
The Lifeway Women's Leadership Forum has celebrated 30 years of ministry to women. Baptist Press says over 800 people gathered earlier this month for a conference at a church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Leaders reflected on their last three decades of women's ministry while prompting attendees to be prepared for the next 30 years of leadership, reflecting on themes of being trustworthy leaders grounded in God. George Williams reporting.
Now, the Christian Post reports Nebraska, now the latest state to vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Republican Governor Jim Pillen issuing an executive order designed to prohibit abortion providers from receiving state tax dollars. Pillen pushed back on the idea that the disenrollment of some clinics from Medicaid would leave women unable to access vital services, stressing resources are available. This is SRN News. The Russian military continues its drone strikes and army advances in Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has more on the latest hostilities.
Russian forces launched at least three attacks on Kharkiv on Wednesday morning, using combat drones, according to regional officials. The strikes targeted the regional territorial recruitment and social support center and logistics and transportation company. Oleg Siniagubov, head of the Kharkiv Regional Military Administration, tells the AP, we currently know of three strikes by Shahids in this district of Kharkiv, an old residential area. We know one victim whose injuries are minor. However, it was early in the morning and there were many people on the streets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And he adds, dense fog throughout the early morning hours had enabled Russian ground troops to infiltrate Ukrainian positions. More details, srnnews.com.